Coates Brewery. In 1788, Knowsley Glassworks was established by John Robert Lucas. Knowsley Crown Glass and Bottle Manufacturers became the fourth largest manufacturer of glass bottles for the brewing industry in the UK, and they'd picked the right place. Most farmers in Knowsley were producing cider, as they could pay a proportion of their staff's wages in this popular drink. The famous Coates cider was established in Knowsley in 1925 by Redvers Coates. Redvers was just 23, had recently graduated from Bristol University, and was looking for a business opportunity. After spending a year working at the National Fruit and Cider Institute in Long Ashton to carry out some research, he was given £8,000 by his father to set up a factory in some of Knowsley's derelict barns. Getting set up wasn't easy, but Redvers invested in modern equipment to bottle his cider and chose his apple varieties very carefully, which helped him quickly develop a great name in cider production. The company became a huge success, claiming three first prizes by the end of the first year of production at the National Cider Competition. The expertise of the staff at Coates Brewery was essential to their success. They would hold a tasting session at 12:30 every day, where the executives would taste and analyse the cider. The apple blends were created on taste alone. In 1956, Coates merged with Showerings and continued to succeed so that by the 1960s, Knowsley was the country's second largest producer of cider. Coates was exporting its cider around the world and buying apples from over 1,000 Somerset farmers. After Redvers Coates retired in 1969, a merger with Gamers and Whiteways meant production moved to a new plant at Shepton Mallet. The Coates cider factory was closed in 1975 after years of successful production, but left behind some wonderful memories for those that had been lucky enough to work there. Cider in the West Country. The West Country is famous for its long history of cider production, and the cider we produce here is still incredibly popular today. The climate and soil of the West Country create the perfect conditions for the growing of cider apples. Did you know that nearly half of the apples we grow in the UK are now used to make cider? There is a great deal of mythology and tradition surrounding cider production. One of these is the wassail. Wassailing is an annual blessing given to the orchards to promote a good harvest in the year to come. The celebrations include music, stories, songs and dancing, and is thought to date back to the Anglo-Saxon era. You can witness this popular tradition in Knowsley every January.